Nathaniel Brandon has been a therapist for 50 years, has done a lot of rigorous philosophical and psychological research and work on the concept of self-esteem. We'll visit him more in depth when we talk about, when we have the week on self-esteem. But for now, just a quick quote. The level of our self-esteem, in other words, the level of our belief in ourselves, has profound consequences for every aspect of our existence. How we operate in the workplace, how we deal with people, how high we're likely to rise, how much we're likely to achieve, and in the personal realm, with whom we're likely to fall in love, how we interact with our spouse, children, and friends, what level of personal happiness we attain. Very low levels of correlation between material affluence and well-being, or between where we live and well-being. Very high correlation between self-esteem and well-being. In most research, what we find is a 0.7 correlation between the two constructs. This is what I found in my dissertation as well. So self-esteem matters. The internal matters. And what we're doing when we enhance, when we raise our levels of belief in ourselves, is we're transforming our mind. We're changing the form so that we see, we see the world differently. We perceive different things. We experience things in a different way, whether it's successes that we then celebrate or failures that we then learn from and turn into opportunities.